everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us. Coming up, it's the 8th annual Albrecht Pence President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale happening Monday, February 18th at the Clay Freeney Ranch in Caddo, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 150 Angus Bulls plus over 200 registered and commercial Angus females. The sale starts at noon. For your complimentary sale catalog or for more information, contact Sale Manager Tom Burke at 816-532-0811. That's the 8th annual President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale, Monday, February 18th. We'll see you there.
Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herbs Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herbs can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com. Or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com.
Well, moderate pressure held in cattle trade today with prices focused on the desire by live cattle traders to adjust their positions following early week gains. Hog futures showing limited moves with firm gains seen in summer contracts as traders build on the recent market shifts higher. Corn markets, meanwhile, lower today in light trade. March corn futures about 0.75 cents lower. Stock markets were higher today in light trade with the Dow Jones 76 points higher, NASDAQ up 9 points. Over in live cattle today, moderate pressure moving throughout the complex with 40 to 60 cent losses seen throughout the day. Cash cattle trade still undeveloped today with a few bids redeveloping with firming prices on Tuesday. Active trade is not expected until Thursday or Friday. Box beef cutouts today lower, down 96 cents in select and down 41 cents per hundredweight in choice with line movement of 67 total loads. Over in feeder cattle trade remained sluggish today with very limited support developing throughout the entire cattle complex. Nearby futures holding losses of 50 to 70 cents per hundredweight as the focus of renewed grain buying activity throughout the week, adding some concerns of higher production costs. This is likely to add pressure to cash and futures feeder cattle trade throughout the next few weeks, despite the firm support in the live cattle complex. Even though the brutal weather, though, over the last couple of weeks is developing reports of cattle losses at this point, this has not and is not expected to affect the overall market, although local markets may see some impact. Meanwhile, in grains today, corn trade was flat to 2 cents lower as trade worked a narrow range during the day session after some lightly positive trade overnight. Soybean trade 1 to 2 cents lower today with trade continuing to work the recent range with little fresh news. Meal was flat to a dollar lower and oil 10 to 20 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was flat to 6 cents higher today with trade being led by Minneapolis while the firmer spread trade continues.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.